What is something that you wish you learned earlier? Yesterday, we spoke about it in context of finances, learning about finances, saving and investing. Such a great conversation. And talking about the fact that it could start from 18 years old. I think of where I am at 18 years old, I was probably worrying about my matric don suit and not thinking about growing financial future. And now we're saying, hey, we're also realizing one of the things that you would probably do well if you know this at a young age is to not stop learning. School doesn't stop, learning doesn't stop. I think Craig Groeschel says, if you stop learning, you stop leading. Something along those lines. And I remember growing up and my mom used to say, school does not stop. And honestly, she's trite. And joining us this afternoon to help us understand why it's so important to focus on continued learning, we're joined in studio by Nikki Thompson, who is the acting head of department at Kingdom Preparatory School. She teaches mathematics and natural sciences and technology and serves as subject head for both NST and social sciences. She holds a B8 from Eros, where she graduated top of her class and is completing her honors in educational management and leadership. She's passionate about biblically integrating teaching and lifelong learning in Christian leadership. And all of that to say she's the right person to speak to this afternoon. Nikki, welcome to Drive 3-6.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. I mean, that introduction says you love school.
It's actually quite interesting speaking about lifelong learning. I didn't go to uni directly after high school.
Sure.
I went overseas. I au paired a little bit in England, au paired in America. And I think that's where I realized learning and education is lifelong, but it's not just in the classroom.
Let's maybe like start the conversation straight off the gates with that. Why not stop learning? And I mean, we say this as adults, but for a parent that might not be encouraging their kids to continue learning, or a young person that might not be thinking, I need to keep learning, whether it's in classroom or in a book. Why is it so important to not stop learning?
We're living in a world where we have access to so much. Every single day, things are changing. We have ChatGPT that is running everything. And if you stop learning, you are not sustainable. You are not growing, you're dying. So that's something you really have to look at, is how in a world where information, they actually feel, or the research shows that information doubles about every 2 months, the available every 12 months, the available information. So in that context, if you're not learning, you're missing out. And your career that you've chosen, what you learned 4 years ago, is already redundant because everything's changed. The only constant we face in this world is change.
Sure.
And I think that's something you really need to consider, is like, I can be so good and so well-trained and top of my class and the best at mathematics, but in 2 years' time, they're going to discover a new theory that I haven't learned about yet. They're going to have a new program to do all of the accounting that I learned how to do at uni. We have to be willing and teachable. Otherwise, we're not sustainable.
You know, I've seen a video on TikTok some time ago. This little girl comes back from, I think it must have been creche or a grade R or something. And this little girl is just like overwhelmed at school and just thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so over it. I don't want this anymore. And then I got to see it in real life with my niece in grade one. She was just like, oh my goodness, this is a lot. And I'm imagining that there's a point, maybe it starts at that age where you feel like it's fine. There's a point where it's going to end. I'm going to get to high school and then it's finished. And then you get to high school and you're like, it's fine. I'm going through varsity, get my degree, and then I'm done. Is this true? Does learning ever actually stop?
Never.
Oh, man.
Like, there's no way to get away from it. But the good news is how it looks and what it is does change. So it's not always going to be the textbook. It's not always going to be sitting in a classroom listening to someone. Learning happens in your conversations, in your workplace. We are so privileged now that with this information that's available, we can learn in every environment. So I think what I always tell our kids is, careful, you're wishing it all away. Because when you're in grade one, like you said now, oh, if I just make it to grade four, then I'm a big kid. When I'm in grade four, if I just get to grade seven, then we're the bosses of the school. When you're in grade seven, I just want to get to high school. I can't do this anymore. High school, we just want to be matric because then we finished. We wrote our final exam. It's over. And then you get to varsity. And I tell them, just stop. Just enjoy that environment, because learning isn't going to stop.
Yeah, and it goes back so quickly. And before you know, I mean, I'm listening to you now and I almost hear myself in every single one of those milestones. And I'm hearing so many kids saying the same thing. But help us understand, Nikki, for someone who's now going, but wait, I want to learn and then I want to get into the work world and then I'll decide if I'll do learning like when I'm like 35 or 40 or I don't know. What opportunities does learning then open up? That if you continue to learn and apply yourself and keep up with the trends of whatever industry you're in, what opportunities does it actually open up for you?
We need to remember that learning, we still look at that when we're looking at promotion. When you're looking at a new job opportunity, when you want to grow in your environment, learning is the first place you go. If I look at myself, when I heard about the acting HOD position, the first thing I did was apply for my honors. Because I knew there were skills that I was going to need, and I knew that having those skills would uniquely position me to say, hey guys, here's my name, here's my try. Because I am prepping myself, I am positioning myself to grow into this position.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that everybody kind of needs to remember, that when you want to grow, you have to learn with it. Like, we are all called. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a calling. And yes, God qualifies us. But sometimes education is part of that qualification.
Yeah.
And we have to hold on to that, that there is space for it and a need for it. If you want to deliver a standard of excellence, you are going to have to conduct yourself in an excellent way. And learning is the place where you grow that confidence, where you position yourself. If I'm well taught or well aware of how my career functions, what is new in this career, it immediately gives you an advantage. It immediately positions you in a place where you can be, okay, wait, I can run this team. I can be in charge of this project because I know exactly what's out there, what's going to fast track this. How are we going to write comments using ChatGPT? You can embrace it, you can reject it, but if you learn how to use it, you have a future.
And you're able to exist in this future that's constantly changing and developing, right? You said something at the start of this conversation, and you were speaking about learning doesn't always happen in the classroom. It's not always so formal like that. How can young people keep their learning? How can they keep engaged into learning? How can they keep in the space where they're constantly learning, even beyond school? I mean, school holidays are about to come up now, and everybody just feels like, oh, I get to rest. But how do they keep engaged in learning even beyond school?
I think we as educators, or like anyone who creates content, has to meet them where they're at. These children are on social media. They're busy with TikTok. They're busy on Instagram. They're watching shorts. They're watching threads or reading threads. That's where we need to meet them. TikTok is full of educational resources. They just need to find their way into that lane. And that's a way to engage them. It's short. It keeps their attention. It's on their, it's in their slang, it's the way they talk, it's what they're busy with. But you can be learning about history, you can be learning about how to do your taxes, and someone is talking about, ah, it's chai when you don't declare your rental income. So,
if you know, you know.
The thing is that they have to be met where they're at. It has to be content-based and it has to be fun. Mm. There are so many resources out there right now where they can do like code combat, where they're learning how to code, but it's a game. Minecraft. Incredible resource for learning how to work in a coding direction. And that's something they're all going to go do over the holidays, and I'm going to hear all about what they built. But there's so much. They can use ChatGPT and ask it, listen, I did really bad in my social science test.
Sure.
Please explain this, the trade triangle to me in Gen Z slang. And it works so well, and it makes it accessible to them. It makes it fun for them, because if a child isn't engaged, learning becomes a chore. And no one likes a chore.
No one likes a chore, especially kids. They definitely don't like chores.
Definitely not in the holiday.
Nikki, before we wrap up our time together, and I'd love for you to give encouragement to the parents that may be listening, to encourage them to create opportunities for the kids to learn. Because a lot of what we've spoken about is to encourage them in their platforms to go and enjoy that. But there's certain elements that I'd like to think that as a household we can do to encourage learning as a family, as a household, that we have that part to play. What do you say to parents to encourage them for that?
I think you need to remember you are their primary educator, and you need to sit in that role, and you need to take that authority, and you need to take that position and use it for what it's worth. You have to spend time with your children. You have to have conversations with them. If you are going to act as their primary education, or their primary educator, their values are based on the conversations they've had with you, on what they've experienced from you. And like I said, teaching doesn't just happen in a classroom. It's discussions. It is literally just spending time with each other and seeing how you deal with the situation they're learning in that. Hearing about your job. It is shocking how many children are asked that can't tell me what their parents do. They can't even name it, explain it, nothing. Talk to them. Because one of the leading things is our children don't know what to do because they don't know what's out there. So we have to give them exposure. So I think as a family, it starts with conversations. It starts with actually spending time with your children. read to them, read with them, discuss what you guys have read. If they see you learning, they are more inclined to learn.
That's so good. I love that so much because I think it also pushes this idea. I'm looking at myself. It's like I'm seeing a household where parents are always reading a book. Kids won't find it far when it's like, hey, pick up a book and read, because it's something that they see in the house. And we see this in so many different ways, in what you eat, if you're keeping fit, if you're drinking water, and. Nikki, thank you. Thank you for encouraging young people. That I look back over my life and I'm like, oh man, how much of a different person I would be if I never stopped learning. But also at the same time, I'm realizing that as adults, we're going, man, this is a call to me to never stop learning now. That because I didn't do it when I was 18, 28, 38 doesn't mean I can't do it when I'm 42, 52, because learning never stops and technology is always evolving. The world is always evolving and industries are always developing. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Like, just to close off, I think education opens doors. No matter what your age is, it opens doors and it gives you the confidence to walk through them. And I think that's something we need to hold on to.
The biggest thing that she said this afternoon, Nikki Thompson, was God may qualify you, but education may be the qualification. That's some bars right there. It's Nikki Thompson joining us here on Drive 3 to 6, who is the acting head of department at Kingdom Preparatory School, talking about this idea of continued learning. To parents, to children alike, this is something that you may need to hear this wonderful Tuesday afternoon, to say, hey, don't stop learning. Just because the holidays are coming doesn't mean you stop. Just because you matriculate, graduate, doesn't mean you have to stop.